104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:05, up to 41 today, 29 right now. And what artist do you think is going to make the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or most likely to make the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? The options on our poll are Pink, Justin Bieber, Kelly Clarkson, Usher, Britney Spears, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry. We'll get to the poll results here in just a few minutes. There was The Voice last night.
Mm-hmm.
Top three artists revealed. They sent home Team CeeLo's Trevin Huntie last night. Means Team Blake Shelton has two contestants left, and Team CeeLo has one left. And nothing for Adam or Christina. Christina was booted a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, so there you go. There's the top three in that. There was a shooting at a mall outside of Portland, Oregon yesterday. Happened yesterday afternoon. Three people were killed. That does include the gunman. Witnesses say that he was wearing a Mike Myers mask as seen in the movie Halloween. Shooter died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, according to the police. A female teenager who was also shot during the incident remains in serious condition at a Portland hospital. The mall's Santa was said that he hit the floor and was not injured. There's kind of a weird picture of him that was tweeted by a local TV station there that's up on our Facebook. You can see it. It's just, you know, it's this happy image of a Santa, you know, Santa is supposed to be a happy thing, and Santa's not happy.
Yeah.
Just kind of a very, very strange photo. The reason I was gone, I will explain that here the last 2 days, coming up here in about 13 minutes from now. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees were announced yesterday. I got a text message that wants to put Justin Bieber in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I've gotten one that's asking, where's Beyonce? Gotten a couple for Pink. And on the poll results right now, Pink is leading the way. 62% think she is the most likely to get in. And that's my pick.
I mean, I think that she will, but I think that there is more notable as far as album sales and stuff like that go.
I don't think album sales gets you in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I think that's part of it.
Oh, definitely. It factors in, but Britney, that alone.
Britney has a ton. Usher has a ton.
New Kids on the Block, I just looked it up. They've sold like 80 or 90 million albums worldwide.
That's crazy.
That does not make them Hall of Fame worthy.
I love New Kids on the Block.
Deep Purple is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. New Kids on the Block should not be.
I think New Kids on the Block should be.
Can you name a song by Deep Purple?
No.
But the options we put up there, I'm sure we're leaving some out. Beyonce was one that, yeah, it could have been on there, but
I think they probably all will make it.
I don't want to have, I don't know about Bieber. I just threw Bieber up there because he's, you know, a big deal. The biggest deal with some heritage among the tweens.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been around a little while. One Direction, I'm not putting them on there. They just started. But the options are Pink, Justin Bieber, Kelly Clarkson, Usher, Britney Spears, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry. Usher getting 25% of the vote so far. Britney getting 12.5%. Nobody else has any percent whatsoever. You can also let us know what you think. Give us a call, 361-5557. And Eric's on the phone. How are you, Eric?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Going to work.
All right. So who do you think is most likely to go in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I heard you guys say a few names, and for sure, Usher. I mean, you guys have said Katy Perry and Pink, but I mean, Usher's been around since I was in, like, grade school and has made a ton of number one hits.
Yeah.
Still doing number one hits. I mean, as far as that list goes, he's been around the longest, has more number ones than any one of those people that you guys named.
I always think Usher came out around the same time as, like, Pink, Eminem. No, he was, like, in 97 was when he broke.
Yeah, like, you made me wanna was, like, one of his Nice and Slow, and then there's just a ton of hits that go on, and now he's kind of doing the dance / techno, and he's still hitting number one, you know, on a lot of his albums. I for sure got to go with Usher, and then far as live, man, you guys got to listen to some Kelly Clarkson live.
Oh, we went to the concert. She's good.
We know.
She's flawless when she sings.
And on this list, it's not that I don't think any of the others are going in. My vote is for Pink for most likely. But yeah. It's not like I don't think Usher's going to make it, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I have serious doubts about Katy Perry and Lady Gaga.
No, they're going to make it.
I don't think Gaga's going to.
No.
She kind of fell off. You haven't heard much from her. The really good
She's
ones
touring.
Have, like, hit after hit after hit after hit after hit.
That
you
was
know?
Katy Perry.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Katy Perry's yeah. good, but I think most likely on that list, because Usher's got to be close to 25 already.
No.
Well, he'd be there in
10 years or something.
I'd say 94, 95 yeah. was his first album.
Well, and I don't know if they go by major label release or what.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't, because like Nirvana, I don't know if they'll be eligible in like 3 years or if it's going to be 5 years based on.
Oh, Nirvana is a no-brainer.
Well, yeah, they'll be a first ballot. Yeah, whenever they're yeah. eligible, they'll go in. But I don't know yeah. if they'll base it off of the Bleach album or Nevermind. You know, the pre-major label, I don't know. But, well, thanks yeah. for the call, Eric.
Hey, appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I don't know. I still say Pink is the most likely of those on the list. Not that she's the only one that
that's
is likely
thing,
to go.
Yeah.
But that's what makes it a fun question. Who's most likely? You know, if mm-hmm. or if only one of these could go in, who should go?
Mm.
Is basically how I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Then they're going to vote based on, it's kind of like the Grammys. There's an artsy-fartsy element to it. It's not just on record sales.
That's true.
How many Grammys did the Backstreet Boys win?
I don't know.
I think they did actually win a few Grammys.
I think they did.
Like Best New Artist, Best Pop, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, 361-5557, email or text, am@hot1047.com. Got news next. Hang on.
The Hot Morning Show.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7. Andy and Mel. It's 7:21. Up to 41 today. 28 right now. Our poll question today: who is the most likely to be elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Pink running away with it. 72% of the votes going to her. The other options: Justin Bieber, Kelly Clarkson, Usher, Britney Spears, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry. The only other two receiving votes so far are Usher and Britney, and they're way down there. So. Mm. Go vote in our poll at hot1047.com. It's right at the top of the page. Just click on it and vote and tell us who you think is the most likely. Now, just to clarify a couple things about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes.
It isn't just rock artists. Public Enemy is going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're going to be inducted in 2013. Michael Jackson, biggest pop icon ever in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right. When they say Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's rock, pop,
hip-hop. Basically anything that
not country.
That finds its roots in, well, and there's even, I can't say one off the top of my head, but there are probably a country artist or two that are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
There's probably a few, yeah.
But
there is a Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And there's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And that's pretty much it.
Yep.
And it's not just rock music that goes in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's mostly rock.
Yeah.
The majority of it is.
Right.
There isn't a lot of pure pop acts in there.
But that's where, I mean, that's the category it falls into, yeah. since there isn't a pop music Hall of Fame.
Well, and it isn't even so much that as it is just, okay, were you a really big deal? Okay, we'll put you in.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so the last 2 days I was out for something that was kind of, I don't, and when I say this, I don't want to, because there are lots of other people who are going through and went through way worse things than ours could have been. So I'm not trying to make light of those, but it's pretty much the first time in my life where I was really, really scared for any of my kids.
Yeah.
Because Crystal on Sunday night, she's, if you didn't know, my wife Crystal is pregnant. Our third child is coming here end of January, beginning of February, somewhere in there. And Sunday night, she was, we were a little fearful that her water had broke slightly.
Which is way early.
Yeah, she was 32 and a half weeks out of 40, for those of you who don't know, which is 10 months.
It is, thanks.
Yeah, because there's only 4 weeks in a month.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what we do with those other 3-4 days, but...
Anyway.
So, go to the ER and all the tests come back positive. Yep, your water has broken, but she wasn't contracting or anything and wasn't... you know, had no other signs of labor other mm-hmm. than that. And, you know, and sometimes you hear of women who babies pushing on bladder or pushing on nerves and you know, they pee their pants every now and then and without any control. So, and that's kind of what she thought it was. And then they do the three tests and all three tests come back positive. And we're like, oh, crap. That ain't good. Mm-mm. So, yeah, I was just like, okay, 32-week babies are born and are fine all the time. One of Rockley's buddies at daycare was born at 32 weeks. So, okay, let's please make this be okay. First time I was ever actually scared. Why is she out of the hospital now? Well, they figured out that if there was a leak, it healed itself.
Weird.
I know. And when the doctor came in on Monday, he was just like, you know, I'm not quite buying this yet because they did an ultrasound. She was still full, you know.
Yeah.
There's still lots of amniotic fluid in there. So anyway, it was a little scary. And, you know, like I said, there's people have gone through way worse things with way earlier babies. And I don't mean to make light of that, but I was scared out of my mind for about 2 hours on Sunday night.
I've never heard you with so much fearfulness in your voice. Like when I talked to you, like, I could tell you were just out of your head. Like you just didn't know what to think about everything. I couldn't even imagine going through that.
Yeah. And again, not the end of the world.
Right.
Other people have gone through way worse, but
still scary.
First time anything even close to it like that had happened to me before. So I'm just so super thankful that everything went well and everything's fine and hunky dory. And
she can be on bed rest for a little bit.
No, no restrictions at all.
Weird.
Well, there's nothing wrong. I mean, like the baby's health was like perfect. You know, there was some, I don't know what the little thing is, but the score, it's a best out of what that. Score out of 8 and baby was 8 out of 8.
Okay.
You know, so everything's perfect. Everything's good.
Good deal.
You know, she, and the funny thing is we had kind of a stupid thing happen with Rockley too, where we thought she was, had appendicitis. And
I think
remember
I remember that.
Yeah. And because she had a low fever, little bit of a fever, and she had pain right there.
Yeah.
Well, as it turned out, it was a strained ligament in her abdomen.
Ow.
Yeah. And was nothing in a 36-hour hospital stay for basically nothing. So, So everything's hunky dory, and hopefully I'm not taking random days off again. Because I had already planned out all my vacation and I wanted to save enough for when baby was born.
Right.
You know? And so I was kind of burning some up because we only get to roll a week over.
Mm-hmm.
And then, crap. And of course, she can bank about as much as she wants to. So she's got like, I don't know, 3 years of vacation saved up or something like that. I don't know. Did we do the quote of the day?
No.
Okay. The internet quote of the day is,
I always wanted to meet somebody like you. Not you, but somebody like you.
Okay. The Quality Lenders Mash for Cash. It is worth $90 today.
I'll fix it on the board.
Yeah, that's okay. I know.
Okay.
Here it is. Wow. That's a tough one, Mel.
You don't like think it's that easy?
No. I only picked two songs out of there.
I made it too hard?
I think so.
Uh-oh.
Maybe. Anyway.
I didn't think it was that hard, but maybe when you're making it, you don't think
Well,
it's
you
that
know
hard.
What they are.
That's true.
Because do you think all mine are super easy?
I can always pick at least 4 out of yours immediately.
Yeah, I'm a bit lost there. I could pick out 2.
Uh-oh.
And I forgot what one of them was already. Anyway, if you have any idea, 361-5557, the Mash for Cash from Quality Lenders. We got dirt on the way next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hey, hi.
Hi. This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Ring!
AskMen.com has released its list of 99 most desirable women in the world. Hunger Games' Jennifer Lawrence tops it, while Kim Kardashian dropped 90 places, 90, from number 8 last year to 98 this year. A woman who witnessed the aftermath of Dallas Cowboys' Josh Brent's car accident over the weekend says that Brent didn't pull his teammate Jerry Brown from the car until he was basically forced to. She says, quote, "I want people to understand that Josh Brent is not a hero. He had to be coerced, pushed, and begged and pleaded to get his friend out of the fire." A movie based on the popular game app Angry Birds will hit the theaters in the summer of 2016. And yes, it will be 3D.
Okay.
And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Will that movie be number one the weekend it opens?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be like the Smurfs movie. It'll sound like a great idea, but people won't go.
Well, I'll make my decision on that regarding once I see the trailer.
I just don't. I mean, Angry Birds is like fun on your phone and all, but I mean,
are they going to kill pigs in the movie?
Yeah. I mean, now if they turn it into like an action flick, like remember that fake trailer for Dora the Explorer as an action movie?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they did it like that, that'd be kind of cool.
I know.
You know, where there's just this assassin whose name is Redbird. You know?
Right.
And then Exploding Bird.
And then that really big orange weird
one
bird
that inflates itself. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what that one.
I don't get that one.
I don't know boomerang any of their names.
Boomerang Bird.
Oh, yeah, there's Boomerang Bird, too. Yeah. I forgot about Boomerang Bird. He's my least favorite.
Me, too. I hate him.
The digit for the vault combination today is 21. If you have all three on Friday, you will win a $50 party tab to the vault. I'm sensing a pattern in the numbers from Nate. A
little bit.
Yep.
Also, the other bird, it would be the yellow triangle bird. That flies super fast if you tap it.
Yeah.
And then there's...
He's like the Han Solo one in the Angry Birds Star Wars.
Oh, is he?
With the blaster.
Ah.
Shoots three blasts. Choo-choo-choo.
And then there's the mysteriously one bird turns into three birds when you tap the screen bird.
Yeah.
You know, it turns into triplets.
Yeah. All right. So, you got an email yesterday while I was gone.
I did.
And this is interesting.
It is, isn't it? I thought it was very interesting, too.
This comes from a guy named Rick. He said, my wife and I have an 8-year-old son, and I have this idea that instead of buying him presents he might not like, we'll take him to the toy store and let him show me a few things he really wants. Sort of like a kid's dream Christmas shopping spree. My wife thinks this is a terrible idea. She says half the fun for kids at Christmas time is seeing the wrapped presents, wondering what they are, and opening them. What do you guys think? Is this a horrible idea, or is it a good idea? If you could ask your listeners, I'd appreciate it. Well, thank you for the email, Rick.
Kid point of view, how cool would that be to go on a shopping spree for whatever toy you wanted?
Yeah. Well, it's not really a spree.
Kind of.
I mean, there's got to be a budget involved.
Well, I'm sure there's a budget involved, but you've got this much amount of money, you can pick out whatever you want.
Yeah.
Pretty fun. As a kid.
I don't like this idea either.
As a mom, I like to surprise my kids. I like to get the reaction.
I don't like this at all. It takes all the fun out of... It's not even a gift. It's just like, yeah, go get what you want.
Well, I mean, if you go with them and they don't know that they're going to get everything they picked out, that'd be a surprise still.
I don't know. I like seeing presents under the tree.
That's true.
As a kid, you know, I mean, they know what they want. They do a list every year.
I think if he wants to do that, cool, but don't buy him in front of him. Let him go pick out what he wants. So you know exactly what he wants. And then go back later and buy those and wrap those up.
Isn't that what normal Christmas present buying is?
I guess, a list? Yeah. But I mean, like him actually pointing out everything that he wants, and then that's what he ends up getting.
Yeah. Well, and I guess he'd still get the stuff from Santa.
Yeah.
Under the tree.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still don't like it. Let us know what you think. 361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com. 104.7, Andy and Mel, for a change. Both of us here. We're going to top out of 41 today. It is 28 right now. No winner, by the way, in the Quality Lenders Mash for Cash. We'll do it again tomorrow. Mel mixed up a very, very difficult one.
Sorry?
Yeah. It's okay. Might have to... Did you save your work?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Of course I did.
So we can maybe extend the clips a little bit?
If I needed to, yeah.
Okay. Might have to do that.
We'll see. It'd be nice if it got up.
Because I usually
high,
do at least two,
for
somewhere
some reason,
in between 2 and 2.5 second clips.
I remember
of
you
each.
Saying do a second and a half. I thought.
That's
was,
what I did originally, but then I changed it to.
And that's what stuck in my
at
head.
At least 2 seconds.
So.
I might cut it shorter if it's a super identifiable part of the song.
Yeah.
But anyway. We got an email from a guy who had this, what he thinks is a great idea to just take his kid on a shopping spree for his Christmas presents. And, this guy, his name's Rick, his wife hates his idea. She wants to wrap presents. That's, you know, the fun of Christmas,
yeah,
seeing
surprise.
All those presents
mm-hmm.
under the tree. And so what do you think? Is this a good idea or not? 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. And Deb is on the phone. How are you, Deb?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So this shopping spree idea for a Christmas present, what do you think?
Well, I have a now 12-year-old daughter who has gotten just difficult to buy for over the years as far as, you know, clothes and that type of thing.
Yeah.
Finding things to fit her. So, and she's wanted to go out Black Friday shopping with me. And I said, well, you're not going to be surprised then. But she enjoys that, and she does have the patience to wait till Christmas. I just wrap them up, and she wraps them, and then she opens them then.
Hmm.
So
kind of takes all the fun out of it, though.
Kind of, yeah. But you know she's getting what she wants, first of all.
Yeah.
And she's happy with that, and then I don't have to return stuff.
Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't fit or something like that if you do clothes.
Or that was so... 3 minutes ago, Mom. Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for the call, Deb.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Back. Bye.
Alyssa is on the phone. How are you, Alyssa?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So, what do you think of this shopping spree idea for a Christmas gift?
I think it takes the fun out of Christmas. That's what there's Christmas lists for.
Yeah.
That's why your kids make Christmas lists. They can tell you what they want, when they want it, you know. Otherwise, do that for your birthday. Don't do that for Christmas.
Yeah.
Birthday's a good idea.
Or you could just do what my in-laws do. They don't, my mother-in-law doesn't really love shopping at all.
Mm-hmm.
Very practical woman, farm wife. And she just hands out cash.
We well, do that. You
know, yeah, I like that too.
You know, I mean, I would prefer, you know, like say a $50 or $100 bill wrapped up in a big, huge box.
And say, go buy what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would deal with that any day.
Yeah. That'd be a good problem to have. Thanks for the call, Alyssa.
Yep. Your problem. No problem. Have a good one.
And every now and then, my mother-in-law will actually buy us gifts.
Oh.
Like 1 year in, if she's got a home run idea.
Yeah.
She'll take a swing at it.
Okay.
And we got a memory foam pad to go on top of our mattress.
Oh, nice.
Because the bed I had before we got married is kind of cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And then also dual zone climate controlled heated blanket.
Perfect for you guys.
Yeah, because mine stays unplugged and Crystal's is on like 10. Works out real well. We got a few texts and emails here. This one says kids should just be happy they get gifts. I would be teaching them to be happy only when they get exactly what they want. Agreed.
Yeah.
I got an email here from Anna that said, my 8-year-old daughter said, if the parents are rich and don't know anything about their children, they should do the shopping spree, but for kids like us. I like surprises.
Cute.
And that Kyle summed this up the best because he has experience with this.
Oh, okay.
He said, when I was a kid, my parents took me and my brother to the store and let us pick out our birthday gifts. I think this was mostly because my parents couldn't wrap their heads around things like Pokemon or Power Rangers. It all sounds great when you're a kid, but then reality sets in. You start realizing your parents have a budget and you can't just grab everything off the shelf.
Mm,
we did this for a few years, but went back to the traditional way, which was more enjoyable for everyone. And then he also added, now I make up an Amazon wish list and email it to my parents for Christmas. Easier for everybody.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Yeah, list making is so much easier now that there's an internet.
I'm so excited to give you your Christmas present.
Oh, we're doing that again?
We're not?
Oh, okay.
I already made yours.
Oh, you made it?
I made it.
Okay.
Are you confused yet?
No, I'm just wondering if I should give you the gift. I'll make you a gift around 10 o'clock this morning.
You're going to make me a gift? Mine's, I don't think what you're thinking.
It's something off Pinterest. I know that.
I knew that's what you were going to think.
It is off Pinterest. Of course it is. Also, go vote in our poll at hot1047.com. We put a list of acts that are not eligible, but it's all, you know, music we play, mm-hmm. artists that we play. Who do you think would be the most likely to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? The poll is up right now at hot1047.com. The options are Pink, Justin Bieber, Kelly Clarkson, Usher, Britney Spears, Lady Gaga, and Katy Perry. Go vote on that at hot1047.com.
Hot1047.com.